Welcome to the Real Estate Guys Radio Show. I'm your host, Robert Helms. Lots of different ways to invest in real estate, and what are the underutilized and often misunderstood resources folks have? Are there retirement accounts? So how can you take that money and invest it in real estate and other hard assets? That's what we'll talk about today, and we have an amazing guest on the Real Estate Guys Radio Program.
When the world changes, investing strategy changes too. The coronavirus is disrupting economies, financial systems, and daily life like nothing in modern history. Sheltering in place might protect you from the virus, but a wait-and-see approach to investing now is like pulling the sheets over your head while the house burns down. It's not the time to be complacent. So we're calling our huge network of thought leaders, seasoned investors, and technical experts to find out what they're seeing, thinking, and doing to mitigate risk and capture opportunity, and we're recording all of it. We're calling it our Coronavirus Crisis Investing Webinar, and it's totally free. All you need to do is register. Remember, mainstream media doesn't talk to real estate investors. They don't understand you because Wall Street pays them not to. That's why the real estate guys are here. To register for the Crisis Investing Webinar, simply send an email to crisis@realestateguysradio.com. That's crisis@realestateguysradio.com. Real world wisdom is the best vaccine for a healthy financial future. Send your email to crisis@realestateguysradio.com.
Welcome to the Real Estate Guys Radio Program. I'm your host, Robert Helms. With me, as usual, it's our financial strategist and co-host, Russell Gray.
Hey, Robert.
If you decide you're going to invest in real estate, one of the first questions you have to ask is, where does the money come from? And it sounds obvious, but there's a lot of places, actually. Yeah, if you've got cash in the bank, awesome. Sometimes people have income streams from investments. A lot of times people want to borrow the money and use leverage, and that could be great. And so there's tons of ways to do it, depending on your individual resources. What we're going to talk about today is one of what is still the most, I think, overlooked resources that people have to invest, period, and certainly to invest in real estate, and that is your retirement money.
Yeah, right now we've got some 40 million plus people that have become suddenly unhired or unemployed. And when that happens, these 401k plans that they've been participating in become available for individual rollover, which is a very exciting thing because when you're in service and you have that 401k, you are limited in your investment options to only the things that the plan sponsor allows you to have. When you finally leave that employer and you have the ability to roll that thing over into a self-directed IRA, it opens up a big world of opportunities. This is something we've been talking about, Robert, for going on 20 years now.
Well, I think more than that, we were actually one of the early movers in the space. I can remember when you actually purchased a book on this topic, and it was something like number 390 on the list of books that had anything to do with real estate. And it was an expensive, obscure book. And we started to delve into this area. And it's been years since we've been talking about this. And yet, we haven't really mentioned it much on the show in the past couple of years.
Yeah, well, it's not necessarily the best kept secret, but it's certainly not something that a lot of people still are taking advantage of. But I think the timing is good on this, as I said, because so many people now are going to have access to that capital. Even more so with some of the new rules, you can access it outside. And, you know, those are some things I'm sure we'll be talking about today. But the bottom line is it's a pool of investment capital that has largely been sequestered or trapped in Wall Street because of the way the deals usually are structured with employers. And we can go into that.
Well, but before we do, I think there's even a bigger picture. I don't put 100% on the problem on the structure. I put it on the people. Because when you have money in a retirement account, you think about it differently. If I have cash and I'm considering, what do I do with this cash? Do I want to invest it in something that's going to create income today, tomorrow? Is it equity? Is it cash flow? That's completely different than that retirement money that I seem to put away every month that is years and years away from me ever being able to use it or needing it. I just think about it differently. And so many people who work for big corporations, they check off the box when they get hired, they set the plan up, and they never even open the statements. They forget about it. And I think that's really one of the biggest messages we have today is you need to take control of your retirement account. If all that means is that it's still in service, meaning you're still working for the company, you don't have all the choices we're going to talk about yet, at least you're paying attention to it and you're thinking about it in the right light.
Yeah. When I was in the mortgage business, I looked at home equity the same way, or people that had equity in properties. They would just forget about it. Their goal was to pay the property off, and the equity would sit there idly, and it really was more powerful as a financial tool. So you have a lot of things available on your balance sheet to put to work. And in a time when you're getting low yield on savings, it's really important that you balance that out by taking advantage of putting the capital that you have available to work. And to your point, Robert, retirement accounts is an area that people tend to just kind of invest and forget, or maybe check the box and forget. And so there's an opportunity right now to put that to work through self-directed retirement accounts. And we're going to be talking about that today.
Well, especially I think for people who are minded to listen to a podcast like this, that means you're not just sitting on your hands waiting for other people to do stuff for you. You're more active in the way you think, in the way you approach investment and what ROI looks like. And that's awesome. And many people find shows like ours and say, wow, okay, I want to invest in real estate. I want to own houses. I want to own apartments. I want to own hotels, whatever it is. And they still overlook this one little area of their life. And in fact, what can be great about your retirement funds is that first they can be invested in myriad things, all kinds of things. There's more, a lot more things that you can invest in than you can't, but there are some definite rules. If I find myself with an extra 40 grand that I've earned and lived below my means, not a lot of rules about what I can do with that. But when it comes to money that's in a structured retirement account, there's lots of different kinds, then there are rules you need to be aware of. And they're not really difficult, but you do need some professional guidance. You're probably going to at some point want help from your tax professional, and you're certainly going to want help from someone who's either a custodian or specializes in this area, because it is kind of unique. And yet, there's tons of great advantages to it. We'll hit all those, or at least as many as we can, before we're done. But I think it starts with this idea that you've got different buckets of money. And we talk about this on the show. Different money is treated different ways. It's taxed different ways. And mostly, we just think about it and behave differently around money that we put away. And if you think about what a retirement account of any kind is designed to do, it's designed to allow the average working or entrepreneur person to put some money away every year as they're earning, so that in their later years, they have access to that money when maybe they aren't able to work as hard or don't want to work as hard. You know, I always laugh at people that say, well, you'll be in a lower tax bracket when you're older. Well, not me. I'm going to be in a higher tax bracket the longer I go, right? But that is a mentality. And so as you're approaching all of your financial picture, this is just an area where, for at least this week, we want you to focus on.
Yeah, absolutely. And the thing is, it's not just about being active. I mean, we talk about Main Street investing, and a lot of people invest in Wall Street because it's convenient. Now, I can just, you know, hand it over to a money manager in a mutual fund or whatever, and I don't have to think about it. Or I buy stock in some company that somebody else runs. You know, if I go buy a house or a rental property, an apartment building or a development project or a fixer-upper or whatever, I got work to do. Well, one of the things that is great is that you can still invest in Main Street without getting your hands dirty. We spend a lot of time teaching people how to syndicate when raising private capital. And retirement accounts are a great source of private capital. It's extremely convenient for the investor who's looking for that passive experience. It can be often long-term. To your point, Robert, this is money that people tend not to really want or need or think about using for 10, 15, 20 years. A syndicator can aggregate that capital and put it into a long-term investment on behalf of a pool of investors. And so whether you're on the passive side of that or whether you're the syndicator, the sponsor, the person who puts the deal together, there are trillions and trillions and trillions of dollars locked up in these retirement accounts that have been largely dedicated to Wall Street investments. And we think that it would be good for both the individuals and society in general to get that money freed up and get it investing directly in Main Street.
So whether you're a hands-on investor or a hands-off investor, you're going to learn a bunch today. When we come back, you'll meet our guest, Damian Lupo, and we'll talk about retirement account investing today on the Real Estate Guys radio program.
Live nationwide, you're listening to the Real Estate Guys. Find out more at realestateguysradio.com.
In uncertain times like this, it's great to know there are two things you can always count on. High demand for affordable single-family homes to live in, and Terry Kerr's amazing Memphis team at Mid-South Home Buyers to find, fix, and manage the next addition to your recession-resistant real estate portfolio. The Memphis market is a logistics and distribution dynamo with an economic engine that's essential to moving goods and critical supplies all over the United States. Quality rehab, proven profitable property management, affordable rents, and solid ROI make turnkey property investing through Terry's team a dream when it matters most. To
To learn more about Memphis and Mid-South home buyers, send an email to midsouth@realestateguysradio.com. That's midsouth@realestateguysradio.com.
Hey, it's Gene from the Residential Assisted Living Academy. The silver tsunami of seniors is coming. You've been hearing me tell you about that for years now on The Real Estate Guys, and it's true. You know, with everything that's going on in our world today, the safest place for a senior to be is a residential assisted living facility. The best place to be for cash flowing real estate in the current economy is residential assisted living. You know, I've been telling you about it. The silver tsunami is here. But if you'd like to learn more, be educated, and get the information that can really propel you into the future, I'd love to share that with you.
To gain access to an informational webinar presented by certified financial planner and real estate entrepreneur Gene Guarino, and discover how you can turn a nice home in a nice neighborhood into a cash flow machine, send an email to ALF, A-L-F, at realestateguysradio.com. That's ALF at realestateguysradio.com.
Hi, this is Anthony Melchiori from Hotel Impossible, and you're listening to The Real Estate Guys.
Welcome back to The Real Estate Guys radio program. Thanks for tuning into the show. Tell a friend about The Real Estate Guys. We're talking today about investing a portion of your investable money, and that is your retirement account. And a lot of folks think, well, I can't invest my retirement account in real estate. We're going to prove that wrong today, and we're going to talk about a whole bunch of things, some of which you may be aware of and many of which you won't. Let's welcome back to The Real Estate Guys radio program our good friend Damian Lupo. Hey, Damian.
Hey, Robert. Russell, it's good to see you guys. Good to hear you guys.
It's good to see you. You've been involved recently on our Investor Summit, and prior to that at our syndication event. So a lot of our audience are familiar with you, certainly. But we haven't spent time on the show really going back to square one with what a retirement accounts are and so forth. And this is an area you know a ton about. But I think before we even start there, let's let the audience get reintroduced to you if they haven't heard, because you have a really interesting story that has to do with real estate, with precious metals, and with retirement accounts.
Yeah, it goes back decades. Like a lot of us, we have all these experiences, and we call them scar tissue and wisdom. I started back 20 years ago buying real estate and did that whole process of watching somebody on a stage and listening to somebody's tapes. Back then it was tapes and shows. And I went out and started buying some real estate, and I did it creatively. And ultimately, after a few years of doing it, five specifically, had a pretty big portfolio, and I felt pretty proud of myself. And that was when I, well, let's be candid, my ego took over, and I thought I was invincible. And I realized after I lost a $20 million portfolio that maybe there were some different things I should be doing. And so I had to reboot and restart. And then I really looked at what was the focus, what should be the focus. And it was not just on accumulating assets. It was actually doing something, doing good. Like our friend Gene Guarino says, you know, invest good for good, do good. And that it shifted. And I started thinking about things differently. So in addition to investing, I started asking, how can I help more people instead of just making a bigger balance sheet for myself? And that's where my life in precious metals and in retirement accounts kind of started to blossom. And it allowed me to help a lot more people design their future versus having a future by default, and giving them, breaking the shackles. The mission that I have now is breaking the financial shackles. And so that's what we get to do every day. And most of it's done with retirement accounts, breaking the people out of Wall Street jail.
Yeah, as you know, one of my favorite quotes is, you can have everything you want in life if you just help enough other people get what they want, from the great Zig Ziglar. And that's exactly what we see you doing. And really so much of it is education. And you're an educator. Certainly you teach a lot on this. You've got several books about this topic. But for the folks that maybe haven't really paid attention to their retirement accounts, and I know you run into these people all the time, somehow they find you and they're like, where have you been? Why haven't I ever heard about this? Why don't people hear about it?
Well, it's funny, because that is the typical response when we're at a live event or people just hear the story. The first reaction is, this seems too good to be true, that I could actually have control. I could do what I want, and it doesn't just have to be the roller coaster of Wall Street. And then they go, then they're mad that they didn't know about it 10 or 20 years ago. So that's phase two. And then phase three is, how quickly can I get control of my stuff? And I say, okay, that's cool. And the reason that you think this is weird or you're unfamiliar is because the machine, the Wall Street machine, is based on controlling your money and feeing you to death. And so what people experience is just smoking a bunch of opium. That's the strategy. Like, we're literally going to wake up in 40 years and maybe we'll be rich. Most likely you're not going to be rich. You're just going to be older and a little bit stoned and unhappy. But that's that our system is set up to feed and prey on people, unfortunately. It's not set up to make people wealthy. For that to happen, people have to take responsibility. And that's the core value that you guys espouse and we do as in our culture. It's personal responsibility. And that's what the EQRP and that's what we are all about is owning our life instead of just hoping it works.
You know, the whole idea of most people's retirement account is, like we talked about, money for later. And the custodians, the folks that keep track and hold and control of all that, have set it up in such a way that you don't have control typically. But there is this whole part of the industry, the IRAs, that you have control over. So you hear the term self-directed, and there's a lot of terminology around it. You talk about the EQRP. Help us through some of the differentiation between the types of retirement accounts there are.
Yeah. So first off, when you all mentioned trillions and trillions, I think Russ said it about 9 times, there's like 30 of those trillions that are out there. About 10 trillion of those dollars are in IRAs because that's kind of a default. It's a very big industry, the IRA industry, where people leave a job, whether it's the government with a TSP or a 401k at an employer, and they just roll it over. And typically people kind of just go and say, okay, well, what are my options? And an IRA, maybe custodian, will say, well, you know, here are the things you can do. And typically it still ends up being stocks. What the alternative is, and for people, usually the first step is, oh, I can actually do something. So they get a self-directed IRA, which is way better than just saying, okay, I'm stuck in mutual funds. That's kind of the first phase where most people land. Basically, what has happened is the IRS has these guidelines for retirement money, and they say, here are the things that you can't do, and here's the broad guidelines. And so most people go, okay, well, I guess it's 401k equals mutual funds. And that's not what the IRS said, but that's what the industry pushed. And instead, what we have is options with a lot of different self-directed type of accounts for us to be able to, and for you listening, to be able to actually direct your money and direct traffic and be in the driver's seat versus being in the trunk, hoping it works out because you're going off a cliff with Wall Street. So basically you have options, and the most extreme control is an EQRP. A really good option is a self-directed IRA if you want control and you don't want to do mutual funds. And then there are big differences between those two and clear reasons why you'd want one or the other, depending on what you're doing. So with the audience here, a lot of people are wanting to do things like real estate, things out of the country. And all of a sudden, the choices get very clear when you understand what each does.
Well, and some of it has to do with the person and how they are employed. So if I work for a big company, I may not have a lot of choice. But to your point, you brought up rolling over. Russ talked about that. The big picture on that, no investor left behind, is if I leave the services of an employer, for instance, and I have this money that was in their plan, I can roll that into an account. It's the same assets, if you will. It's now in a different account. And many times those employers have those plans, and you can actually, as a former employee, still keep your money there or still on the same investment. And some people, just because it's that money I'm not going to need for 10 years or 20 years or 30 years, they're like, okay, well, I'll just leave it there. And they no longer have things like employer matching, which some employers will match the amounts of your contribution, and things like that, which are just one more incentive to get you kind of stuck on their hamster wheel. All of a sudden, you don't have that job anymore, and now that does give you some latitude. And I know it also depends on the way you're employed. So whether you're a paycheck employee, an entrepreneur, business owner, a passive investor, those things are going to factor into your decision too, aren't they?
They are. I mean, most people automatically default to getting an IRA because anybody and everybody can have an IRA, and there's just no question. There's some different rules when you want to switch over. So the IRAs are under a part of the code called 408. It's where IRAs live. In the IRS code, there's 401, which is where the 401ks live. It's also where the EQRP lives. And so there's a lot of confusion on the internet. People Google things and you can find almost anything you want to see if you just type in the right words. And what the reality is if you want to have control where you want to be in charge, in an IRA, there's a custodian. That's somebody else. So you have to go through that person. If you want real control, like total control of your money, an EQRP allows you to be a trustee, which is the equivalent of a custodian. And people say, well, I have to have a business. Well, what does that look like? Because that's true. You do have to have a business. You can't not have a business. Well, a business could be a lemonade stand. It could be an eBay store. It could be you managing your property and charging a fee. There are a billion ways. Now, almost everybody's an entrepreneur, it seems like, and it doesn't take that much. So yes, you have to be a business owner. Is that hard? Not at all. If you want it, it's available. So now it's a question of which one do you want, not which one can you have, because pretty much you can choose the course you want to take. It's just having better information.
And there's some reasons for the different choices. We'll talk about that. But I also want to make sure we're clear about something. You know, you mentioned having control and being the trustee, and all of a sudden people are going, well, that sounds like work again. It's maybe a little work to get it set up and to get your mind around it. But the things you invest in can be as hands-off as you desire when it comes to how, what I actually put my money into. This doesn't have to mean that you're going out and buying property and rolling up your sleeves and doing the work and managing the whole thing.
In fact, it's generally prohibited to even do that. It's generally, retirement accounts are set up for passive investing. It's for you to take your money and put them in deals, not for you to like have a business out of this. That's not what it's meant for. So what you have is, whether it's an IRA custodian or you have a team like us helping you with an EQRP where you're the trustee, you've got a team for the compliance piece. And then your job is to be the investor. You go pick the thing that you're going to invest in, and it can be almost anything. And then you're investing. You're not just adding another job and another pile of stuff to do. This is really meant to be your investment account, not a second job.
Yeah. And whether it's an actual custodian or someone that does what you guys do, it's not your job to give investment advice or even suggest investments. It's up to the individual anyway. And yet people get lured into this. Well, I went for a company and they gave me three choices and I picked one and they matched, you know, my contribution. And then their mind is set. That's how it works. It doesn't have to be like that. So I think this is an area we're urging listeners to at least get your mind around, spend the time to get educated about it, and then you can decide how hands-on or hands-off you want to be. And to your point, most people are going to be hands-off. That's the nature of this. And it's why there's so many rules. I can't have what amounts to constructive use of my retirement money today. That's the whole purpose of a retirement account. And the benefits of a retirement account are because we get to treat that money differently. And maybe we start there with something that's another terminology people maybe are familiar with, but maybe not. And that's this idea of the difference between a Roth plan and what's not a Roth plan, a traditional plan. And that has to do with when any gain is taxed.
Yeah, and this is a really big thing, because one of the things that we love about being in the real estate world is things like depreciation. We love that we can like get cash and not actually pay taxes. Well, one of the things about Roth that's so powerful, and I actually quite frankly think this is going to go away over the next decade. It's going to be one of those things Congress says, oh, you know what? Rich people are making way too much money and they're not paying taxes. So it's something you need to know about right now and figure out if it's a good tool to add to your arsenal. And so basically Roth is the after-tax money. It means if you have a Roth account, whether it's a Roth IRA, Roth 401k, Roth EQRP, it's just after tax. And so as you're growing that money and then you pull the money out, it's zero tax.
So you pay tax before you put the money into your retirement, and therefore the gain is not taxed.
Yeah, almost always, except because of the way the tax code changed the last couple of years, there are ways for you to convert money that's pre-tax to Roth and not pay taxes then, and then not pay taxes down the road when you pull it out. So what I'm saying is, if you are hearing me right, never paying taxes on it, because you can use things like depreciation to offset the actual income tax that you would have to pay on the conversion. So what we're in this golden era. It's really bizarre. All these tax laws came together over the last couple of years, and there's a way to go to zero tax. So not like maybe less, or maybe some now and some not some later, like literally none now and none later. It's a way better deal, but it only lasts the next few years because some of the laws change or go away.
All right, we've said the word tax enough that at this point we should remind you that we're not tax professionals and we're giving you ideas, not advice. So you want to check this stuff out, and you do want to work with your tax professional. They're part of your team. But I know you run into this, Damien, where somebody's CPA isn't educated about this stuff.
It's happening more frequently than not, because as we have probably heard, I don't know what the number is, it's 70, 80,000 pages of tax code. And so I don't know a single CPA that's actually read all of that. I haven't, and it's just a lot. So what happens is people narrowly niche out, or most CPAs do broad scope study, and they don't really study this because it's a weird niche. And so what we end up doing is we train and teach and do a lot of webinars. Just we help people, CPAs. So people say, well, my CPA doesn't know what this is or about self-directed. And we go, great, let's get on the phone. And so we do a lot of three-way calls and just helping educate. Because as you mentioned, that's what our company and that's what I do, is educate people. And then they make their decisions. So it works out really well. It doesn't matter if your CPA or your attorney knows exactly what this is. It just matters that you have the right people to be part of that team.
Well, and I think that brings up another important point. When we're choosing team members, we want to be very strategic about that. We talk a lot about the importance of the team on this show. Some team members are going to get paid based on decisions decisions you make. So my real estate broker, if I buy a property through that broker, they're going to get paid. It doesn't mean they aren't going to educate me about the market and do their best to find me a great deal and make sure I'm getting all the disclosures and inspections I need. They're going to do that part, but we're going to high five at the end and they're going to get a check. There's other folks who are not paid as part of the transaction, and retirement custodians and folks are kind of in that camp. I mean, there's fees associated, obviously, with accounts, and they're small compared to what a commission might be. So you don't have a horse in the race when it comes to what people invest in.
That's it. And that's the entire point. Any custodian or a document company or like a company like the EQRP company, we provide compliance guidance. We don't tell you whether you should or shouldn't. We don't say you should. There, here's an investment to invest in, and that's not part of the services. And so that's great because, like you said, we don't have a dog in the in the fight, and we're really there to protect you to make sure that you don't cross the line and do anything stupid in terms of compliance. If you're going to make a good or bad decision, that's really up to you. But it's being part of that team, and what happens as an additional voice on the team for these deals, it provides insights and different perspectives that's really valuable instead of trying to do everything on your own.
We're talking about investing using your retirement assets, and when we come back, we'll find out the difference between some of the programs and which might be best for you. Plus, we'll play real estate trivia next. You're tuned to the Real Estate Guys radio program. I'm your host, Robert Helms.
Real estate investment advice right in your mailbox. Sign up for the free Real Estate Guys newsletter at realestateguysradio.com.
If you want to learn how you could potentially increase your net worth by over $1 million and quit your job in just a few short years, listen closely for the next 60 seconds. This is Brad Sumrock, and over the past 16 years, I've helped thousands of people invest profitably in real estate. But not just any type of real estate. I specialize in helping people syndicate large apartment buildings so that they can be business owners and investors. In today's competitive environment, it's even more important than ever to leverage an experienced mentor, invest in your education, and have a team of advisors that has established relationships nationwide. And so many people right now seem to be struggling to find deals and then get them funded, but yet Sumrock students are thriving in today's marketplace. We've purchased nearly 7,000 units and nearly $500 million in purchase volume over the past 12 months. And with the new Trump tax laws, apartment investors are positioned now better than ever before to pay even less in taxes. To find out more, send an email to apartmentsnow@realestateguysradio.com and you'll get my recent presentation called Why Apartments Now. That's apartmentsnow@realestateguysradio.com.
With everything going on in the world, don't let your lack of financial understanding derail your investments. Real estate investors need to see the bigger economic picture. The Federal Reserve, bonds and interest rates, precious metals, oil and gas, cryptocurrency, and the inner workings of monetary policy. Just to start, if you're at all confused about how and why market metrics intersect and what it means to you as a real estate investor, take your understanding to a new level with the Future of Money and Wealth video collection. Discover the opportunity to hedge against inflation, deflation, and stagflation. Gain critical insights on real estate niches that perform well in challenging times, and learn specific strategies to fortify your balance sheet before it's too late. Simply send an email to future@realestateguysradio.com for all the details. The Future of Money and Wealth includes 20 videos of powerful presentations and panel discussions featuring Robert Kiyosaki, Peter Schiff, G. Edward Griffin, Dr. Doug Duncan, Simon Black, CPA Tom Wheelwright, Brian London, Dr. Chris Martinson, and many more. Email future@realestateguysradio.com today.
Hi, this is Steve Forbes. You're listening to The Real Estate Guys. Have fun. You'll learn something.
Welcome back to The Real Estate Guys radio program. Thanks so much for tuning into this show today. If you've not yet signed up for our free crisis webinar series, you can do so by sending an email to crisis@realestateguysradio.com. Just about ready to kick out the start of the crisis webinar series. Awesome, awesome stuff from some of the biggest brains we know. It's totally free, and you can get on the list by sending an email to crisis@realestateguysradio.com. We're talking today about unlocking your retirement account to accelerate your real estate investing, and we've got Damian Lupo on the show. Before we get back to our interview with Damian, it's time to play real estate trivia. That's your chance to win a prize by knowing today's real estate trivia question. In a minute, I'll ask you a question that has something to do with real estate. When you think you know the answer, send your best guess to trivia@realestateguysradio.com.
You also want to include your mailing address so that if you're the first with the right answer, you'll win our prize, which today is an autographed copy of the QRP book written by Damian Lupo. All the ins and outs of the Qualified Retirement Program and how it works, and you can get that for free if you know today's real estate trivia question. Last week on the show, we talked about increasing cash flow and reducing taxes with cost segregation, and we asked this: India is the most vegetarian country in the world. In fact, approximately 38% of the population don't eat meat. What country is number two on that list? And the answer is Israel. 13% of the population of Israel are vegetarian, followed by Taiwan at 12%. Here's our real estate trivia question for this week. What is the most commonly used road material in the world? Yeah, throughout the world, there are roads everywhere. Big roads, little roads, straight roads, curvy roads, long roads, short roads. What is the most commonly used road material in the world? If you think you know or just want to guess, send your best guess to trivia at realestateguysradio.com. Trivia at realestateguysradio.com. You'll need to include your name, the answer to the question, and your mailing address. Because if you're the winner, Damian's going to send you an autographed copy of his QRP book. That's today's real estate trivia question. We're talking with Damian Lupo today about investing using your retirement account assets, which sounds hard, but it's really not. One of the things, Damian, people have to get their mind around, and we started talking about this, was just the various type of plans that are available and why they would choose which one. So maybe take us through what some of the cost-benefit analysis is, if you will. Certain folks are going to gravitate to a certain kind of plan for various reasons. What are some of those reasons?
Well, really, it starts off with what's your big picture? Like, what do you want to do? If you want to invest in mutual funds, you really just have, you can have a self-directed IRA that's free and you invest in, you know, at Schwab or Fidelity or someplace. So if it starts off there, if you say, well, I'm interested in doing things like real estate or stuff that I'm going to be driving and directing, then the question is, okay, what makes the most sense? And typically when people fall into a self-directed plan, they go to an IRA and then they don't realize that some of the issues, and we want to make sure they avoid those and the alternatives that can avoid those. And primarily the big issue now is this thing called UBIT tax. And for people that are investing in real estate, typically there's debt. With an IRA under the code, when somebody makes a net profit in a real estate deal and there's debt, there's up to a 37% tax because of the UBIT. And that's a ticking time bomb that nobody really talks about. Custodians don't talk about the taxes, and most people don't know to even ask about this. So what's the alternative? Well, we switch into a different part.
Well, but let me stop you there for just a minute, because I do want to get to the alternative, but I also want to paint some context on this, because people get all upset when they learn about UBIT, which is unrelated business income tax. And the reason is, think about this. Your retirement funds, which aren't for you now, those are for later, your retirement funds partner with a loan to go buy a property, and you sell the property and make a whole bunch of money. Well, the argument is, well, part of that return was from the dollars in your retirement account, and so those are not taxed. But a big part of the return was from the leverage dollars, the bank loan, that aren't part of the retirement account, so there's a big tax due. So it's actually fairly logical. But people hate it because you're right. No one ever tells you about it. And it's a big old bite.
Yeah. It's, I mean, in fact, on an average deal where somebody turns $50,000 into a $100,000 deal, it's about a $10,000 to $12,000 tax bill. And it's a surprise because nobody actually expected it to come, and it shows up on your door. It's not good.
So the answer you were about to tell us, or the alternative that allows you to avoid that, let's talk about that.
Yes, the alternative is being in a different part of the tax code. Under the 401 section, if you have a plan, and the EQRP is under the 401 section, there's an exemption for UBIT. And that came because a bunch of property developers years ago went and lobbied and said, we want an exemption because we're raising a lot of money from people's 401ks and pensions. And so they changed the rules and they said, okay, 401k type of plans, anything in there is going to be exempt from UBIT. So that's great, except if you already have an IRA, maybe you're invested or you're like, oh no. Well, it's easy to switch. We move assets from IRAs to a different part, to an EQRP. And so then people have zero tax. This is the only logical thing that makes sense for people if they're going to do real estate. And you can say, well, it's, you know, I can, the deal's still good. And I'm like, but why would you want to give away 37% tax? Like, if you didn't have to. And so really it's a question of shifting. The other alternative for people is something like an individual 401k, like a solo 401k. And that worked until the rules changed about 6 months ago. And the rules changed so that if you have any type of full-time or part-time employees, you now can't use a solo 401k. It blows up. So what does that mean? It means if you have real estate, you're using your solo 401k for, and you hire a part-time employee 10 hours a week, you're going to have to move those assets into an IRA, which triggers UBIT again. And so then you go, well, then I'm stuck. Well, the reality is you've got an option, and the EQRP is dynamic enough to where you can have employees, you're avoiding UBIT. The other thing that we love to do is we all love gold. And in an EQRP, you can physically buy and hold gold. So our friend Dana Samuelson helps a lot of people with their retirement accounts to get physical gold in an IRA, not able to hold the physical gold, has to go somewhere else. And I know a lot of us would prefer to actually hold the gold in our hands. And that's one of the awesome parts about the EQRP.
Well, again, the idea of you not being able to have that asset is because that's not your money today. Hands off. You can't touch that yet. You're not retired. Eventually, right, you'll reach the age where that will start to be distributed. But because the 401k section is different, you've got this different treatment, and it allows for, as you mentioned, more control. In fact, I think you call it checkbook control. So explain how that works.
Yeah, so as a trustee, you write the checks, you sign the checks. So when you have an EQRP, you're able to control your money. You drive everything, like you have all the hats on. And so if you're looking at an investment, you don't have to wait for a custodian to potentially, sometimes takes, you know, wait for them to write a check for 2 or 3 weeks or to go through paperwork. If you see a hot deal, and we know deals are, sometimes they are over and gone in a matter of hours. Days is a long time in this market.
Right.
So if you find a deal or you get presented a deal, you're able to wire or write a check today. And that's a very big power versus where you have to wait for somebody else to do things, especially if they get busy.
Now, Damien, there's also some differences when it comes to how much you can contribute annually. Can you talk to that?
Yeah, that's one of the big things that is a massive difference. It's not a little bit, it's like seismic. With an IRA, you're able to put, say, $6,000 a year in if you're under age 50, $7,000 if you're over. And so over 20 years, you're not rich, you're just old. And so what's the alternative? Well, in the 401 section, you can put $57,000 per year per person. So like if there's a couple, we're talking over $115,000, $120,000 per year that could go in, and it can be deferred money or Roth money right up front. Whereas there's some limits with the IRAs and whether you can even do a Roth depending on how much money you make. None of those limits with an EQRP. So it gives you a lot of power to put 10 times as much money in. And this is a great place for you to call your CPA and say, well, can I use this and get a lower my income and maybe get into a different tax bracket or qualify for some other deductions? Like, this is where the team comes into play. Talking to people like Tom Wheelwright, our friend that is like one of the best in the world at tax strategy, using all these pieces together, you can fundamentally change your life and put tons of money back in your pocket.
Well, and just the flexibility with, doesn't mean you have to put in $57,000 a year, but you can. Whereas if you have a good year and you want to put money into your IRA, you are absolutely limited by that amount. And so that's certainly flexibility. But there's also some flexibility when it comes to, you know, your eventual use of the funds. So the whole idea of a retirement account is that it's money I'm going to use later. But when later comes, what's the difference with the QRP in that regard?
Well, here's one of the interesting things, just kind of when you use your money. One of the things that most people don't know is if you have Roth money, and whenever you converted that money to Roth or you contributed it, you can take that money out anytime you want at any age, no penalty, no tax. And most people think they have to wait till they're age 60. Well, sometimes you're able to do things when you're 40 or 50, and that's a total surprise for a lot of people. So, you know, ultimately, when you get to age 72, you're having to take some money out with these minimum distributions. The strategy that we love is thinking about this thing as a tax-free vehicle, like with the Roth. So you really, it changes the conversation, because if you have to take money out, you're not worried about taxes because there aren't any. And so we don't really care as much about being forced to take a few percent of the money out. It changes the entire conversation, I would say, when you go to zero, and that's the bottom line. You can get all your money to Roth inside of an EQRP, and that's the big difference. The other stuff is kind of minor in terms of an IRA versus a 401 type of plan. When you have to take money out, whether you're forced to, it's not as significant enough to even give it, I think, air or oxygen. For most people, it's not a differentiator that really matters for most.
Now, the Q in EQRP is qualified. You mentioned that you have to have a business. What other qualifications, what else does it take to be qualified in terms of I can use this plan or I can't?
Literally, that's it. I mean, it's interesting in the code that it says this is for business owners. And people say, well, I haven't formed a company. And I said, do you realize as a sole proprietor is a business? Like if you go out and you mow a lawn or you consult with somebody or you sell Cutco, or I mean, the list is endless. So it's what I tell people is that it's really not about that business. It's about whether or not you're self-responsible, because you're going to be in control. And so if you're reckless and you do what my dumb self did 20 years ago and go buy a Ferrari, you could literally go buy a Ferrari with your account and blow it up. So it's more about who you are and your values. And I know y'all are big time about values and you know, being responsible. So that's more important than anything else. Are you going to be, are you trustworthy enough with yourself to have control of all your money? Because nobody's going to babysit you. It's up to you.
And that's why it's important that you invest the time and get educated about it. And people tend to think, again, differently about the money in their retirement account. But it's like, oh, I don't need to worry about that. I got a guy that handles that. Well, the guy that should handle that should be you. You should have team around you. You should get help, but you should certainly understand it. You've been doing this for quite a while, Damien. What are the pitfalls? What are some things that people should be aware of that you find that they're not?
Well, I think what people try to do often too often is they play gray and they figure they can get away with it because nobody's watching them. And unfortunately, ultimately, there are audits. And so when people are playing gray, one of the things that we see people doing, and I think we're going to talk about this at some point, they'll try to use their retirement account to invest with them with their own deal that they're maybe a general partner with, or they're driving, and they violate rules because they figured nobody's going to find out. And quite frankly, there's plenty of money to be made playing black and white. It doesn't have to be about the gray. So mostly people get into trouble because they're trying to, the most common thing is they'll go and they'll say, I want to go invest in a house and then I'm going to do all the work myself. And so they're contributing labor, which is not allowed. And so when people do that, what it tells me is that they're not playing as part of a team. And if you play as part of a team, the team can help keep you in between the guidelines, and you can make tons of money and you can actually sleep at night.
Well, and there's a critical part around this, which is the fact that if you are trying to do anything gray, it's harder to get team to come to your side, right? And people do this and they try to find the workaround, but there's so many great things you can do. I think to your point, there's not a lot of reasons to try to work around. You know, common thing, for instance, people have their money in their retirement account, they want to buy a vacation home. Well, you can do that as long as you're not vacationing in it, right? You can't go use that property because, again, that's getting use of retirement asset. You can rent it out until the time that you can retire, those kinds of things. So you have to be at least aware. Make sure it is a fit because there are some fees and costs and things. But you mentioned, the things you can't do. There are some prohibited types of transactions. There aren't that many, but things I think people need to be aware of them.
Yeah, and you mentioned one of the ones, and I love where you bridged it into with like a lake house or a mountain house or something in, say, in another country. Like one of the places I like to go is Belize, and I know there's a lot of activity in Belize. You guys do stuff in Belize, and you could literally get a retirement home somewhere in the Caribbean and then rent it out and then down the road distribute it to yourself. It's the things that are primarily prohibited are collectibles, where people say, well, I want to go invest in a collectible car and flip a car. And, well, that's not allowed. You can't invest in wine because you'd have a bunch of empty bottles and have a stupid hangover when you're retired, and the IRS doesn't want that. So it's really fairly small in terms of the things that you can't do. The IRS says you can't invest with people above and below you, like parents or kids. Your retirement account can't invest with them. Pretty much anything else is open, and there are some small nuances. But it's more about those few things. And if you're not doing those few things, I'm amazed at how people say, well, what if I do this? And I say, you're literally trying to play with fire. Just play by the rules. And then, you know, we'll find a way to do it. You know, even with kids, it's interesting too, because that's one of the huge values that the code has right now, where you can actually have kids involved in retirement accounts. And people don't often think about this. But like, you can pay your kids and get a tax deduction for your payment to them, and then you can take that money and put it into a retirement account, a Roth retirement account that's after tax, which all this means is that no tax is ever being paid and you got a reduction in your taxes that you were going to pay. So that's a very cool thing to do. A lot of people haven't thought about this. This is where you need to go to your accountant and say, how do we do this? There's lots of really cool tools that, quite frankly, a lot of the wealthy people use, and they're available to all of us.
Well, you have some great education about this. In fact, we're going to offer the listeners a chance to get your report about what QRP is and what it does. But also, quickly, let's talk about the impact of the CARES Act, because this is something you've been educating on for the last few months, because there's some big impact here.
One of the biggest things, and you mentioned it earlier in the beginning of the show, that typically when you're at an employer, you're stuck. Your money is stuck. Whether it's a private company or the federal government, you just can't access it until you leave. What the CARES Act did is it said, for a period of time, you're able to pull up to $100,000 out of any retirement account. And then you can do one of two things, either give it back to a retirement account within 3 years, no taxes, no penalties or anything, or you can keep it and pay taxes over the next 3 years. So like with the Thrift Savings Plan, federal employees can now access up to $100,000 from that. And many employers are allowing this legislation to amend their plan. So you have access to $100,000. It also allows you to take that $100 out. And when I said you can move it into another plan, you can now move it into a self-directed plan and start buying real estate. Well, that's pretty cool if you were stuck in mutual funds for the next 20 years because you weren't going to leave your job. And that was just part A. The other part is that you're able to borrow up to $100,000 out of a retirement account under retirement plan under the 401 section, like TSPs or 401ks, and you can pay it back over 6 years, no payments for 2020. So technically and realistically, there's up to $200,000 that you're able to tap into today that you weren't able to do before. And these things, that the loan goes away in September of 2020, and the disbursement goes away at the end of 2020. So these are very time sensitive. If you want to untrap and get some of your money out of Wall Street jail, now is the time to learn about this.
All right, when we come back, we'll tell you exactly how you can get your hands on that great bit of education. This has been awesome stuff, and we're looking forward to having you educate our folks coming out to the Secrets of Successful Syndication at the end of September, whether we do it live in Dallas or virtually. Why is this also important for people that are raising money, for syndicators to understand?
Well, one of the things that we run into is people are looking for money, and they talk to people, and they'll say, hey, would you like to look at my deal? And somebody says, I don't have any money. If you ask them, hey, do you have any retirement accounts? And people say, oh, I hadn't thought about that because it's in mutual funds. And this allows you to give people an option, an opportunity to start putting their money in Main Street versus being stuck in Wall Street, being a part of your deal. There's an unlimited amount of people's retirement money that wants to be in your deals, but most people don't know they can even do that. So it gives you a chance to be their hero and to really give them a chance to make money and create wealth versus just sitting on that roller coaster their entire life. So raising money becomes actually fairly easy all of a sudden, or a lot easier when you tap into the $30 trillion that most people didn't even realize was an option.
Exactly. All right. Well, it's always good to catch up, and thanks for sharing your wisdom with us today. There's Damian Lupo.
Thanks, Robert.
Or we come back and we'll tell you how to get Damian's report and the updated information on the CARES Act. You're tuned to the Real Estate Guys radio program. I'm your host, Robert Helms.
Need help with your real estate investment portfolio? Check out the resources page at realestateguysradio.com.
If you love real estate and have always wanted to own your own business, listen up. The Real Estate Guys and their panel of experts want to teach you how to go full-time fast in the real estate syndication business. These next few years may go down in history as one of the best times ever to acquire investment real estate. There are deals everywhere if you know where to look and how to assemble the resources. The Secrets of Successful Syndication Seminar will show you how to make big money doing big deals from a team of experts that have syndicated projects totaling more than $1 billion. Don't wait for someone to give you a raise or create a job for you. Attend the Secrets of Successful Syndication and learn how to build a team, raise capital, find deals, and make full-time money in 6 months or less. Go to realestateguysradio.com and click on events. All the big players use syndication as a way to diversify risk, optimize profits, and earn big money. You can too. Go to realestateguysradio.com and click on events.
Having trouble finding deals where the numbers make sense? Invest in an asset class that delivers cash flow to you in good times and bad, and where most of that cash flow is tax-free. I'm Dave Zook. Many of you have heard me speak at Real Estate Guys events or heard me on their podcast. My team is a top 5 ATM operator in the country, and right now accredited investors can make cash flow returns well into the double digits and get huge tax deductions. For your free report on this lucrative asset class, email atm@realestateguysradio.com.
Hi, this is Mark Skousen, and you're listening to The Real Estate Guys.
And welcome back to The Real Estate Guys radio program. If you ever wanted to do bigger deals using other people's money and their retirement funds, come on out to the Secrets of Successful Syndication. We do this event twice a year, and it's amazing. Not only because the faculty is incredibly awesome, like Damian, but also because the people that come are great. We're hoping to do it live at the end of September, but we're prepared to do it virtually. Either way, you can get all the details at realestateguysradio.com. Under events. Well, I'll tell you what, every time I talk to Damien, I learn something. How about you, Russ?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And I think that one of the things that's exciting is that in the last few years, this has changed. This has been kind of a very static area. You know, when you first discover it, it's like, wow, this is great. And you learn the basic rules and you get set up and then you kind of just go along and it doesn't move much. But with the tax code changes, real estate got a lot more exciting. Some of the other stimulus things that are going on from a tax perspective and loosening things up. And of course, when you go through major transitions, we say all the time that the flip side of crisis is opportunity. I think anybody listening to this in June of 2020 knows that we are in a crisis and we're probably more on the front end of a slow motion crisis. It's going to roll out. And it's going to disrupt a lot of people's lives. It's going to disrupt a lot of people's paradigms and thought habits. And they're going to lose trust in certain institutions and leaders and ways of thinking. And you can say, well, that's very destabilizing. Yes, it is. But it's also a way for new ideas to take root. It's also an opportunity for legislation to get passed or removed that stands in the way of capital flowing from people who earn and save to where it can be put to productive use. You know, we saw some of that. That was the impetus behind opportunity zones and some of the tax code changes we saw when the Trump administration first came in. Of course, now, you know, we're deep in COVID-19 and we're going to see what comes out of all that. But it's exciting to know that in the CARES Act, some flexibility opened up in the area of retirement accounts that people don't know. What I appreciate about Damien, and this is why you want to have smart people on your team, he doesn't try to be expert in everything, right? This is his thing. I mean, he knows a lot. He's kind of like a Renaissance guy. He knows a little bit about a lot, but he knows a lot about this one thing. And he's a guy that will open up your eyes and give you great questions to go talk to your tax advisors on and get things done.
If you'd like to learn more about the EQRP, including the news that Damien shared with us about the CARES Act, all you have to do is send an email to EQRP. EQRP at realestateguysradio.com. Some of you have probably already figured that out. EQRP at realestateguysradio.com. There are so many ways that you can use your investment funds and you don't have to break the rules. In fact, the penalties when you do are super high, so don't mess with that. Just get educated about it. Make sure you understand that no one's in charge of your retirement fund and what happens to it more than you are. And this is a great way to take control. So big thanks to Damien for taking time out of his schedule to share with us. And be sure and come out to the Secrets of Successful Syndication. If we're able to do it live, you'll be able to meet Damien in person. And if not, well, I'm sure he'll give us a great dose of education and some great stories as part of our virtual event. We've got a bunch of great shows coming up, and we're putting the final touches on our crisis webinar series. Just send an email to crisis@realestateguysradio.com if you're not already on the list. Until next week, go out and make some equity happen.
This episode of the Real Estate Guys Radio Show is brought to you by Paradigm Life, powerful cash management strategies using life insurance. Learn more at beyourbank.com. Mid-South Home Buyers, low-cost, turnkey cash flow properties in Memphis, Tennessee. Corporate Direct, asset protection strategies for real estate investors from attorney and rich dad advisor Garrett Sutton. Find these and other great companies under the Resources tab at realestateguysradio.com. To learn how you can expose your product or service to the Real Estate Guys audience, call 888-489-7723, extension 4. That's 888-489-7723, extension 4. Or use the feedback page at realestateguysradio.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week right here on the Real Estate Guys Radio Show.